And welcome to Stop the Presses, your host Mark Anderson, coming to you on the 8th, yes, the 8th of June, 2020. And we like to say here in Radioland at RBN that we have 2020 vision and try to be on target, accurate, all these things. And I like to talk about solutions where possible. And I am joined today, in fact, in the very same studio with Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor who has his own RBN show in his own right, which shows Sundays at 10 a.m. for 2 hours. Mine, of course, is a one-hour show Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. Central. How you doing, Johnny?
Doing fine, Mark. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for joining me. It's nice to be in the same studio here as I travel, or as they say, waltz across Texas. That's a classic old country song. Waltz across Texas with you. Well, I waltzed all the way to the northern regions of Texas, and I think this is the land where Dale Evans once.
Dale Evans was born and raised in Italy, Texas, 8 miles down the road, and yes, that's why all the girls here have to ride horses.
Right, and we guys kind of like that. I won't explain why. But at any rate, interesting things going on. As many of you know, yesterday I was fed into Johnny's show while I was driving, but I was hands-free, and I was interviewed by Johnny about the breaking news, and that breaking news was put forth for the first time yesterday about the former governor of Colorado and the one-time Denver mayor, John Hickenlooper, the guy with a weird name, I wouldn't want that last name, being seen in violation of Article 41 of the State Constitution of Colorado. That ruling was made this past Friday. This is breaking news if you haven't heard it already. The ruling was made by the Independent Ethics Commission, a body created in 2006 when Colorado voters approved Amendment 41. Amendment 41 is about ending or at least limiting the hanky-panky junkets that shouldn't be covered by taxpayers or junkets that are covered by private corporateers where the taxpayers should foot the bill and not let the corporate people buy the influence or purchase the allegiance of the elected or appointed office holder. While John Hickenlooper ran afoul of the Ethics Commission's guidelines as established under Amendment 41, and how did he do that? By attending the Bilderberg meeting in Italy in 2018. He did pay for his own room fare, as Bilderberg requires, and he did pay for his own basic plane fare to get there and back. However, the Ethics Commission saw conflicts of interest and the effort, apparent or perceived, to buy the favors of Governor Hickenlooper through the perks and privileges and wining and dining and special transportation and highlights that Bilderberg adds. So after careful deliberation on both June 4th and June 5th, the IEC or Ethics Commission, spending about 14 hours on this, ladies and gentlemen, ruled that Hickenlooper was in violation. And they also, and here's the important announcement, they also on June 4, because he didn't show up that day of the 2 days of deliberations, he was found in contempt because he blew off the meeting, even though there was a subpoena for him to attend June 4. So when he finally did attend through a virtual computer connection, Cisco WebEx platform, when he finally did attend the next day on June 5th, they were already a little miffed at him, and they weren't buying most of his arguments about his Bilderberg junket, although there were four other junkets they were looking into from when he was governor during 2018. But Bilderberg was the most significant ruling, Johnny. And this is really big stuff because now we're getting beyond just once a year Bilderberg is meeting. Oh, those rogue bastards. They're behind the walls of the hotel. What are they talking about? Let's protest. This is where a public body is actually censoring a then sitting governor for attending Bilderberg, where there's a action toward justice happening here, Johnny. That's the big thing.
Well, and yeah, I agree, Mark, and I think that what's happened is this committee has caught them, you know, right in the beginnings of them grooming one of their plants or implants for the U.S. Senate, because he's going to run for the U.S. Senate. And, you know, just, you know, that $1,500 doesn't cover everything, because that's a 7-star resort. And that's a lot of meetings and meals and wining and dining. And certainly he didn't pay for any of that. So they really, in my opinion, that was the beginning of the grooming process. And now this thing is throwing a big monkey wrench into their efforts.
Yes, and a goofy, I must say, article published the next day after the ruling, published on June 6th at 9:02 a.m. in the morning Central Time by Jennifer Oldham of the Washington Post. Get this, ladies and gentlemen. They went an entire article talking about Governor Hickenlooper, then governor, when he went to Bilderberg in 2018, running afoul of the guidelines of the Ethics Commission for, quote, attending a conference in Italy, end quote. But they go the whole article, Johnny, without even saying the name Bilderberg. Now, that to me is like the flying Walendez on a trapeze. How do you do that?
I'm telling you, they want to be secretive because they don't want everybody to know all their underhanding deals and influence they have, and all these back doors for all these people they're trying to influence and groom. And of course, Hickenlooper was going to be one of their future plants. And so now it's like they're caught red-handed. And even when the mainstream media writes about it, they can't mention the word Bilderberger. But the Ethics Committee, maybe they didn't know, and they really didn't know who the Bilderbergers were, did they, Mark?
Not in a significant way. I noticed that, and I watched all 14 hours of the deliberations, June 4th and 5th. The 4th, when Hickenlooper was censored for not showing up, disobeying a subpoena, and the 5th, when he did show up through the Cisco WebEx platform and was found to be in violation for Bilderberg. And what's interesting is I noticed when they were talking to him, the chairwoman, Liz Krupa, yeah, and another commissioner of the Ethics Commission, Bill Leone, who's a former U.S. attorney, notably, mm-hmm. I noticed that as they talked about Bilderberg, they had that slight naivete, like they were a little bit kind of talking, how would you say, outside their realm of knowledge. It was a little tiny bit over their head.
Right.
But they still had to look at the basic travel facts and the basic, should he have been at this conference.
They just said, well, he was at this meeting in Italy, and why is he going over to Italy and enjoying himself when he should be governing for Colorado? What's Italy have to do with Colorado and Denver?
Well, right, and what's a footnote that the commission had no reason to bring up, but when he was there, I was in the UK covering Bilderberg through some field reporters who were in Northern Italy on my behalf and for other outlets. And when Hickenlooper was there, large swaths of Colorado were on fire from wildfires, and he was over in Italy.
I mean, he's not even tending to his own business.
Yeah, and that was the other thing. Not only did the Ethics Commission question and ultimately rule that he shouldn't have gotten all those perks from Bilderberg, but they also found that there was no compelling state interest for him to be there. In other words, there was no direct or indirect benefit, real or perceived, to the state of Colorado for Hickenlooper being there.
And Mark, it is probably good that they didn't really know much about Bilderberger to begin with, because that let them, unbeknownst to them, dig a little bit more. Well, what was he doing? You know, who are the Bilderbergers?
Right. And so because they were just a little bit naive, the godsend of that is they were more objective.
Yes.
They didn't walk on pins and needles. It wasn't some spooky topic where they were all freaked out about it.
Or, you know, this is some big world overlord cabal that's going to come down on us. They just were like, well, what's he doing? You know, and they're asking basic questions.
Or had they thought more about it and realized it was a deep state committee, they might have gotten kind of spooked by it and not wanted the publicity and either not had the hearing or would have ruled Hickenlooper innocent to dodge larger publicity. But what I saw was very reassuring. We do have a caller, I'll note, and we are looking at
Tom from Florida.
Yeah, we'll get that in a minute. We're about 10 minutes after the hour, but hold on, Tom. We'll be with you in just a second. At any rate, this is a very interesting turning point, ladies and gentlemen. It cannot be emphasized enough that Hickenlooper, probably unwittingly, is going to bring a lot of the kind of publicity coming from the precise kind of angle that Bilderberg doesn't like. When I was Jim Tucker's apprentice back in 2009-2010 to take the baton from him, the great Bilderberg hound, to continue covering it for him, since then, ever since 2010 when they met in Spain, I promised Jim that I would not only honor his traditions, but that I would look for new angles. And I've done that, I feel, through examining and exploring the Global Cities movement, where former mayors and current mayors like Hickenlooper are involved in empowering the cities to do an end run around the nation state and make international agreements and international policy without direct or indirect involvement of the nation state. That's what they're going for. And they use climate change as a lever, and they use other issues as a lever. But I think, Johnny, I think you had a point, and we'll get to the caller, is that here's Hickenlooper, the mayor of Denver. Here's Hickenlooper, then the governor of Colorado. He goes to Bilderberg. Then he's running for the Senate. And as the Washington Post noted in its rather threadbare, weak article, they did get this part right, as they put a political spin on it. Hickenlooper, quote, is just weeks away from a June 30th primary against Andrew Romanoff, a former Colorado House Speaker. The winner will challenge Republican Senator Cory Gardner, considered among the most vulnerable incumbents in the November election. And get this, Hillary Clinton won Colorado and Maine in 2016, two Democratic-leaning states with competitive Senate races. So you can see, Johnny,
there's the writing on the wall.
There's the writing in the Post and on the wall.
Yeah.
that Washington Post is trying to take this story, not mention Bilderberg, not get into what Hickenlooper had actually to say about being at Bilderberg, and a story I wrote coming up in American Free Press will give you those details. I might mention a couple things today, but they're trying to spin this leftward or in any way they can to try and make this a political thing, to try and leverage it, downplay Hickenlooper's setback, the fact that he fumbled on this one, downplay all that, and try and massage it so they can knock a Republican senator out, try and create a groundswell so Trump has one less senator he can depend on in the Senate, where the Republican margin is only 3 or 4 seats anyway.
Right.
I don't think it's any more than that, right?
It's not more than that.
Right. At any rate, we do have a caller, Tom from Florida.
Yes, can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yes, thanks for calling us, gentlemen. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just want you to know this. The breaking news is that Biden's going to pick this mayor in Atlanta. Her name is Keisha Bottoms, and she's going to be Biden's running mate. Looks more likely now. He narrowed it down to 4 black women. It was her, Kamala Harris, Stacey Abrams, and some other black woman in Florida. But he's narrowing it down now, and she's on the top of the list. This woman, Tanisha, Bottoms. She's going to be your vice president. And when you're talking about Hickenlooper, that criminal in Colorado, they've allowed the white Anglo Republicans allowed that state to be invaded by millions of illegal aliens who became citizens now. And all these illegals in the Southwest, they're going to all vote Democrat because they want the free handouts. Let's not kid ourselves. There's 8 million illegals in the state of California. Where is the white leadership? I'm telling you right now what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we're looking. If Biden gets in there, we are going to look at all-out anarchy. We're going to look at a second civil war. Absolutely. There's no question in my mind. There will be a civil war. Look, you're talking last hour, the guys talking about they were almost getting ready to storm the White House, and that would have been probably done. Are you kidding me? A foreign enemy can't do you're talking about internal affairs where these people, these Antifa groups or these Black Lives Matter would storm the White House? The building, the founding fathers that made this country the capital? Are you kidding me? Tearing our monuments down? Man, brothers, this is going to be terrible anarchy if Biden gets in there. And you got criminals like Hickenlooper. I was just listening to Joe Genetova and his wife there talking about how did even this guy Rosenstein was the biggest crook, a weasel, and he got away with all this crap, and nobody Republicans actually called him out. They're all, look, this whole country's falling apart by the seams, man. And we're, the majority is allowing the minority what to tell them what to do. It's like the gasoline, I mean, the asphalt is telling the gasoline what to do. That's exactly what's happening here. If you break down gasoline and asphalt, the gasoline's the last thing in the barrel that's making a gallon of gas. And they're telling us what to do in this country. And look what's going on with Hinkleloopard, all these demon rats getting exposed. You know, the Russia hoax with Trump, everything, like Trump is, without Trump, the country's lost, I'm telling you. It'll be total anarchy. You're going to look at anarchy at a bigger scale. Biden, the bumbling 98-year-old brain Biden gets in there. And that woman in Atlanta will be running the government. Atisha Bottom. She'll be running this country, gentlemen.
Okay? Let's hope not.
And you're going to have single loopers all over the place. Pingle poopers or single looper. You got this. The media in this country is on the Democratic side, controlled by five homosexuals that are making millions of dollars. You got Anderson Pooper, you got that Lemon, you got Maddow, and you got the other two. I can't even think of their names right now. But they're all homosexuals, and they're all married to their same gender. So what is that telling you about what's happened to this country? The white Anglo establishment allowed this. They allowed the illegal invasion. Nobody's talking about the illegals who got murdered, the angel mothers and fathers, over 5,800 of them. Where was the protest for them? Where's the GoFundMe pages for them? Where's the GoFundMe pages for the woman that got murdered in Minneapolis before Floyd, the Australian woman? Her name was Justine Dunard or something. She was murdered by a cop after she made the phone call.
Yes.
One more thing, gentlemen. I wish you would play for 5 minutes the Candace Owen Facebook interview. What she gives out. Please play that. Candace Owen Facebook. It's all over now. It's on social media, Candace Owens' Facebook. When she's telling the real truth about Floyd. The guy was arrested 10 times. He served 5 prison sentences. 5 prison sentences, gentlemen. He did 8 years in the jailhouse, Floyd. And now he's on Angel? The cop was wrong by murdering him. The cop should definitely do 40, 50 years, whatever, life in prison. Or even whatever. I don't care. He was a crook. But there's something phony about that, too, because this guy Floyd and this guy Chauvin worked together as bouncers. So what was going on with this situation? And the guy had a white bag, and he's on fentanyl? Floyd is on fentanyl? He said he can't breathe, and he's got... I thought one pinhead of fentanyl would kill you. How does he have a whole bag of it? Or if he's on fentanyl, I thought you couldn't be on fentanyl. If you took a pinhead over that, you'd be dead. Somebody explain that fentanyl situation to me, why you couldn't breathe.
There's so many things that we could look at. You know, the whole yarn about, well, he floated a $20 bill that was, you know, counterfeit, so we called the cops right away. I've talked to a lot of people that work in retail. When they think they get a counterfeit bill, they're told not to call the cops right away. Even from the very get-go, the story just sounds very weird that the cops would even be that concerned about one counterfeit $20 bill. I don't even buy that. It doesn't add up logically.
Thank you. One more thing, sir. This guy Floyd's girlfriend is a white woman, a blonde hair white girl. I think she's white. I would like to know what kind of drug pass that she has. I want the cops to investigate the girlfriend of Floyd. He has a girlfriend in Minnesota. I want her to be investigated. What was her dealing with this?
She should be questioned and a lot of fact-finding. Absolutely. Thanks for your call, Tom. Very passionate, very informative. Thanks for tuning in.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Stop the Presses, your host Mark Anderson. We're in that short segment before the bottom of the hour, and I'm joined as a co-host by Johnny Delirious today in the same studio, the 8th of June, 2020. Hey, Johnny.
Hello, Mark.
Yes, we've been talking mostly about John Hickenlooper, the former Denver mayor and Colorado governor, having breached the rules of the Independent Ethics Commission of Colorado when he attended, as governor, Bilderberg 2018 in Turin, Italy, and accepted a few too many perks for the appetite and palate of the Independent Ethics Commission, which was created, as I noted, in 2006 via the approval by voters of Amendment 41. And, Johnny, an interesting footnote is that the 5 Ethics Commission members that voted, by the way, unanimously to cite Hickenlooper for violating the rules when he went to Bilderberg, they noted that Colorado's Amendment 41 sets the bar high and has a very low threshold for violations or perceived violations. In other words, it was designed not only to discourage improprieties, but even the appearance of improprieties.
That's a very important wording, the appearance of improprieties, because, you know, when you've got these governors and these mayors doing international work, what they, you know, it's not a vacation. This was actually a political event, you know, involved with his future campaign, because that's the only kind of people that the Bilderbergers talk to are people that they can use for the future and then go on out in their planning. So, in my opinion, he was being set up for later on for their use, and they saw a need for him and perhaps get in the Senate and be one of those left-wing players that they need. You know, the left-wing needs more players in the Senate and the House. So they found him to be a likely candidate, and they were grooming him.
And he was perfect for that. He is perfect for that. Maybe was is a better word now. He really fumbled here.
Yeah.
Because he's not just the run-of-the-mill, garden-variety Democratic leftist. He's an internationalist.
Yes.
And that's what they want. They want that transnationalist, Atlanticist mindset.
Yeah, because the whole climate change and the Green New Deal, that puts all the old, you know, D decentralized, you know, self-governed, self-reliance, all that is back and washed away with people doing this, you know, whole new paradigm where they want everybody to think that they'll get a universal basic income. We don't need jet planes. We don't need cows because we have the chem meat. And so everything's going to be taken care of. And that's a whole new mindset. And Hickenlooper, I think, was part of that new mindset, or is part of that new mindset.
Yeah, how wittingly we can't know. But clearly, going from mayor of Denver to governor of Colorado, they saw that he had potential. He did run. He sought the Democratic nomination for president in 2020, early on, way back. Remember, Johnny, when there was about 24, two dozen Democratic would-be candidates?
Yes.
Hickenlooper was among that crowd. He proved weak or unfit for that, either in his own eyes and or in his potential sponsor's eyes. But the thing is then they probably saw, well, Cory Gardner, the current sitting senator, one of the two in Colorado, might be vulnerable for whatever reason. And they thought, well, that'd be a better fit, mayor to governor to senator. It's been done before.
That's right.
And they want to tip the scale so the Senate has a Democratic majority in the Senate, just like exists in the House. There's a thin margin there anyway, as we mentioned. So here's the thing. I'm watching, and we'll get the next caller after the bottom of the hour, I'll mention. But the thing is I'm watching, you know, 12, 13, 14 hours of these proceedings. And finally, Johnny, they come to a credit card bill and a lunch statement. And they said, you know, who'd you meet with? And he said, Vernon Jordan.
Oh.
Now, Vernon Jordan is one of the few black men, he's a black lawyer, that attends Bilderberg semi-regularly. For a while there, it was every year. He's well-known in the deep state and establishment. He's hung around a lot at Martha's Vineyard. He's good friends with the Clintons. And Hickenlooper told the Ethics Commission, and the Ethics Commission was naive about this, that he was on a New York junket anyway and met at 30 Rock, 30 Rockefeller Center, the main Rockefeller Center in Manhattan, and met with Vernon Jordan because Vernon Jordan does activities pertaining to the memory and legacy of Martin Luther King.
Yes, yes.
Well, the commission accepted that, being, as we said, a little wet behind the ears about Bilderberg. But here's the thing. I can surmise, with plenty of experience working with Jim Tucker, and more than surmise, really, I can say with virtual certainty, a strong degree of reliability here, that is when Hickenlooper was invited to Bilderberg.
Yes.
January of 2018, when he had lunch at 30 Rockefeller Center with Vernon Jordan. That's when it happened. The commission was told it was all through an email that Hickenlooper admitted did not go through the customary channels and went directly to him rather than through his staff like most invites do. And they asked him if he saw the Bilderberg website before he decided whether to accept the invitation. He said no. He didn't even bother checking it. We'll be back with the caller and more on Bilderberg and some, coronavirus and healthcare issues, miscellaneous, maybe more calls. Be right back.
Single smile, such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them old when the fear it calls, how we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back to Stop the Presses, the second half of the show today, June 8th. I'm co-hosting with Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor who does his own RBN show Sundays. And thanks for waiting, Jim from Arizona. If you're still with us, we'll take your call. Jim from Arizona? Do we still have Jim?
I'm here. Hello?
Oh, hey, Jim. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark and Johnny. I have a question for you, Mark, and one for Johnny, if I may.
Yeah.
First one, you were saying that the people of Colorado didn't name the Bilderberg Group in their complaint against Hickenlooper.
No, the Washington Post didn't name Bilderberg. The committee named absolutely named them. The Washington Post reported on it and didn't even name Bilderberg when they referred to an international conference.
Okay. Well, it's my understanding that that those folks don't have a name. Isn't it true that the reporter in 1954 who discovered them named them the Bilderberg Group after the hotel where they met?
I don't think that was Westbrook Peckler, who was a columnist, and he was the first, if not among the first, if not the first, to get wind of it from a contact. And they met at the Hotel de Bilderberg in Oosterbeek, Netherlands, financed by the CIA in 1954, late May, early June. And I don't know that Peckler coined that name, but it certainly stuck. And what we now call the Bilderberg meetings, organized by the Bilderberg Steering Committee, which is the formal name for the Bilderberg Group, they adopted that name. They adopted it as their own. I would actually have to review the record to see if Peckler coined the name or not based on that hotel.
So either way, they did adopt that name for themselves.
Absolutely. It's their name. Go to BilderbergMeetings.org. They fully adopted that name, the namesake from that hotel that's still open in Holland.
Okay. Do you think had we not discovered them and talked about them so much, do you think they would still be nameless?
That's an interesting question. Pegler got early wind of them in the 50s when they were born, and I'm sure that to this day they're kind of miffed about that. I think it was someone that was sort of defecting from their fold that let him in on that and clued him in. That's a question that's hard to answer precisely. They might have, maybe they would have went on just being unnoticed, at least in the earlier years. You know, as high tech came along and everybody has a camera on their phone now, it's a little hard to sneak around quite as much. But certainly for at least the first couple decades, the mid-50s into the 60s and 70s, they might have been able to snake around with hardly anyone noticing. I guess that's theoretically possible, yes.
Okay. Well, I have a question for Johnny. If it's too far off topic, that's okay. I'll call him on his show. But
Go ahead.
I have Alpha Gal from Tick Bites. So I'm wondering if Johnny knows anything about
swelling
bite.
You said you had a swelling, tick bite. Yeah. And what was it?
I got galactose, alpha galactose, angioedema. So yeah, I get swelling, you know, my tongue and lips, feet, and hands.
Right. And did they say you had Lyme's, or did they just say you had edema?
Yeah, just edema.
Yeah.
No Lyme.
Well, yeah, you'll have to, why don't you go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the consultation button and you just send me a note, because that would be the best thing, because this is Mark's show. And so you can send me a note, themastersurvivor.com, and I'll answer you in writing that way.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Jim from Arizona. Yeah, giving direct medical advice on the show, at least this show, is probably not what we're about. But we appreciate your curiosity, and Johnny will be glad to help you out through private channels. At any rate, Johnny, speaking of the larger medical picture, we'll leave the world of John Hickenlooper for the time being. A quick reminder, though, again, this coming Friday, 2 p.m. Central, the Independent Ethics Commission of Colorado will reconvene to decide on sanctions or penalties for June 4, last Thursday, when Hickenlooper defied a subpoena and did not show up for the committee's hearing that day. It was the next day, Friday, June 5th, when he did show up virtually through the web platform, and they found him in violation of the ethics standards of the state of Colorado for attending Bilderberg. And there was one other thing they found him in violation for, of a more nominal nature. At any rate, Johnny, earlier today you and I were talking, and this is more your bailiwick. The more literature I get, the more literature you get, AARP, the ART Bulletin, the American Association for Retired People.
Just came out today.
Bloomberg, I entered, we all laugh about this, right, ladies and gentlemen? I took one publisher's clearinghouse thing. I think I ordered an extension cord. And they decided that I needed two or three free subscriptions ad infinitum, forever. I've been getting Bloomberg Business Week free and Forbes magazine free for over a year. I guess these billionaires can just afford to send me free magazines forever and ever and ever. At any rate, I'm reading your new ART Bulletin, Johnny, and I'm looking at my Bloomberg Business Weeks. And here's a recent late March Bloomberg Business Week. The cure starts here. Now remember, you're not supposed to use that C word, Johnny, cure.
Yeah.
But if Bloomberg uses it because they've got all these experts that are going to save us from the dreaded coronavirus, the snidely whiplash of the bloodstream, we've got David Ho, like Don Ho the singer. David Ho, his drug research, ladies and gentlemen, quake in your boots here, jump for joy, He helped save millions of lives from HIV, and now his lab is trying to crack the coronavirus. The cure starts here, Johnny, and then you've got the HARP magazine that you sent, that you showed to me. They're saying, you know, the new normal, you know, brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, buckle your seatbelts. We've got this down. You don't even have to think. The new normal means your whole life's going to be thrown away or at least diminished. You'll never know what yesterday was, the land that time forgot, just because of the coronavirus. And is this not...
And it's coming back.
Yes.
See, they keep saying it's coming back.
Yeah, and the thing is they're saying that, and I hate to talk about this topic in a way, ladies and gentlemen. I know it's gotten tired, but these are, you know, this is the literature. I've seen the Atlantic magazine do this and Bloomberg and Forbes and now the Art Bulletin. They're telling us, Johnny, that airplanes and flights and bus rides and everything you used to do, or many things at least, are changed not only for now or for a month or a year, but changed forever because of a flu. They use the word forever.
Yeah, and see, Mark, I think the whole way and the whole reasoning is they've already got their Green New Deal without any planes flying, and, you know, people have to be sheltered in place, and already they're eliminating in people's minds that meat and livestock aren't a good idea. You know, we can't afford to do that anymore.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it troubles me as a journalist and as a student of the English language, to put it mildly, that you've got this kind of predictive journalism that is not objective at all. You know, one picture in the Art Bulletin shows the coronavirus, which we all know looks like a 19th century landmine.
A wrecking
ball. Or sea mine, I should say. A big wreck. They show it as a wrecking ball. And it's only a wrecking ball. And, Johnny, this is where your general expertise comes in. Again, we don't give medical advice on this show, and it's just not the normal bailiwick. And, you know, what comes next? Experts predict how the pandemic will change our lives. And we're supposed to be looking forward to, quote, a fear of people, Johnny.
Yeah. Yeah.
A fear of people and the knockout punch, you know, not just an inconvenience, but the knockout punch, your shopping mall, your morning newspaper, dinner and a movie on Saturday night, all of this is supposed to be virtually, if not totally, a thing of the past. And then they show wave goodbye to handshakes, and they show one hand clean and the other giving the long live long and prosper sign that Spock is famous for on Star Trek, and the other hand is full of all these germs.
Yeah, it's all discolored, and the other hand is like stand back with the Spock V symbol. It's just amazing how they're trying to set us up to accept this as the new normal.
Yeah, and then they quote Abraham Madcore, Sports Business Journal, they quote him in the Art Bulletin, quote, I don't see any timeline where athletic events have packed stands. Nobody wants to be around 75,000 people. What must it be like to be so clairvoyant and so all-knowing and all-seeing, Johnny? I, Abraham Madcore, well, he doesn't see it, so God, that's good enough for me, right? He must be right. He doesn't see it. He's omniscient.
Well, I don't know about you, Mark, but I can think of my own. And to me, the only people that should be quarantined, the only people that should wear a mask are people who are sick. And most people are not sick. So I'm not worried about being around people.
Yeah, or if they get sick, they can't even prove in many cases it's from the coronavirus. Yeah. And the vast majority of the people thought to get sick, do we need to repeat this, from coronavirus, get mildly ill, if they get ill at all. And we have high recoveries. And I'm noticing a couple more callers. We are at about 15 minutes before the top of the hour. We're ranting a bit now. We covered the Hickenlooper news. We're venting a bit. I'll just add this before we take the callers in the order received. I would say that quarantining some of the mainstream reporters might be a good idea too, right?
Oh, that would be excellent. They're the ones that should shelter in place and disconnect their power.
Right. You know, give us a moment's rest. All right, Laura from Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hello. I'm Mark and Johnny. I just wanted to remind you today is the 53rd anniversary of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty.
Oh.
I don't know if you guys remember that.
Thank you. Yes, that was a very, very deadly and calculated attack on the Liberty, a intelligence ship clearly flying the American flag in international waters to try and get America into a war with Egypt. And Dave Gaheri and Phil Turney, Dave, a longtime American Free Press colleague of mine, and Phil Turney, excellent former Navy sailor, have produced a really good book, Erasing the Liberty. There are other good books out there that have been written by the late Victor Thorne and others. But yes, thank you for that. Johnny, any comments on that?
Well, it's certainly a tragedy.
Yeah, I've got one question.
Go ahead.
They're talking about defunding the police departments. I wonder if they want to bring in a national police department. I think that's what the plan is.
I remember reading articles about that in the New American and other alternative publications over the years that, you know, America doesn't really have a outright national police. Some people would call the FBI a national police. In a way, they are. But they're not the full-blown, to use the word loosely, Gestapo or KGB or whatever, or other alphabet soup name, or Stasi, like the East German police. Yes, you could make the case that maybe they would massage this to where they would discredit the idea of local and state police and bring in some sort of national gendarmes. Your thoughts, Johnny?
Well, we have the U.S. Marshals, and they're limited in what they can do, but I do think they work directly with the federal government.
Yes. Yeah, we have the Marshals and FBI. Would they try and take that leap toward a full-blown, heavy-handed national police? It's possible that they'll try and play that game, play that tactic. So that's very insightful for you to bring that up, Laura.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Hope things are well in Michigan. I'll be there before too long. Charles from Florida, thanks for holding.
Hey, do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Am I speaking to Mark?
Yeah, this is Mark, and Johnny's right here.
Johnny, yeah. Another person that was... early person that after Westbrook Pegler told people about the Bilderbergers was John Mitchell Henshaw, who was the editor of the Washington Observer newsletter. It was a forerunner of the Spotlight and the paper now, the
American Free Press,
yeah.
I remember the name. I only read a few excerpts from that source, I believe, if memory serves right, here and there, sprinkled here and there. But I'm glad you brought that up. That's a gap I might have overlooked.
Henshaw told me when he was a revenuer, you know, in 1933, the head of revenue, when it went out, you know, when Prohibition went out in 1933, the head of Prohibition told him in D.C. that Joe Kennedy and FDR both in partnership, had control of all hard liquor contracts on the East Coast. That was when FDR was elected president of the United States in 1933, and it's also the same year when Joe Kennedy led the Libby Owens Ford pool in Wall Street, and the country that was slowly recovering from 1929 was led into a bank holiday where they had to close all the banks. It was Joe Kennedy's fault, I think deliberately everybody wants to make him a hero. He and Joe Stalin are the fathers of Israel. They were the ones that rounded up Joe Stalin and Joe Kennedy rounded up the enough delegates in the UN to vote Israel in 1948. No, that's not well known.
No, it's not known by me. That's a little niche in history that I'd have to read up on and see for myself. I appreciate your call. We have another caller, but I appreciate you very much for listening to the show and calling in. Lots of things pertain to the Kennedys, lots of intrigue, lots of dark corners. Some people consider them heroes. Some see them the other way. Like many, they were a mixed bag. Of course, the great radio priest, Father Charles Coughlin, that you might recall, Charles, he really, really tried to put his trust in FDR's New Deal. He saw that it was a scam. He created the National Union for Social Justice in 1934, which lasted only 2 years. And he really tried to expose the fact that FDR was in the clutches of the bankers. And that's a very tumultuous and pivotal time in history. But thanks for calling. We do have another caller, and we've got about 8 minutes left, maybe 7 minutes in the show before we hear the telltale music. Fred from Iowa. Are you there, Fred?
Yeah, hello, Mark. And there is, who covered up the Liberty event? Who covered it up? You never hear this. Who did it?
Well, Lyndon B. Johnson played a role in that. I'm not real well schooled on it, but I know that Johnson moved heaven and earth, according to a couple books I've read, not to let that get out. And
okay,
if it
pardon
ever
my
did,
language.
Keep going.
Pardon my language. Johnson said, "I want to see that goddamn ship on the bottom." Now, you know, the Jews, I'm not standing up for Israel at all. But it was our government that are the terrorists. They covered it up. Johnson is the puppet of whoever, and I know who controls the goddamn world. But it was our government. And the same thing with everything that is happening right now. Whether there's a good movement or a bad movement, the terrorist state, the United States of America, they've got their hand in it. And that's all I got to say. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Yeah, thanks,
Great
Fred.
Show.
Yes, the U.S. government was, via Johnson and others, very complicit and culpable in that overall very tragic event. And people much more knowledgeable than me can perhaps come on the show soon and talk about the Liberty, but I appreciate those that brought that up today. Callers very well informed at RBN, always helping the host stay on track and bring about good topics that we might otherwise overlook or only touch on. Johnny, any final thoughts? I'm really looking forward to Friday when the Colorado Independent Ethics Commission rules on sanctions for former Governor John Hickenlooper not showing up this past Thursday in contempt of a subpoena in order to participate with the commission, which the next day found him in breach of, again, Colorado state ethics for attending Bilderberg. I don't think it can be stressed too much, can it, Johnny, that this isn't just another report about Bilderberg. This is the first, at least in recent memory, the first known American official who attended there that year in Italy, 2018, apparently the only American elected official at Bilderberg that year. And so that's significant. He's sanctioned and he's cited for going. He's, you know, punished and probed for going.
Because he won a mover and shaker really before all that, even though he became governor and everything. But he was an up-and-coming newcomer to the whole political scene, and that's why they wanted him. I think that's why they had their... so to speak, he was marked, so to speak.
Yeah, and doesn't that explain pretty tidily, pretty nicely, why the Washington Post writes this torturous article that's painful to even read? All so much political spin, your head spins. You get vertigo reading it. And they don't even mention the name Bilderberg because they know that this represents a mark against not just Hickenlooper, but Bilderberg the kind of reporting that Bilderberg does not want to see. They want people to go ahead and go outside their meetings and waste a bunch of money going to these resort towns. And they maybe would rather the protesters weren't there, but they got used to that.
Yes. And also, it's going to be interesting. I'm going to find out who's running for Senate in November and who's not. That's what I need to look up, because I know it staggers each election that certain amount of Senate seats are elected on, and, you know, that's what the people choose. But I don't know who, as far as Colorado's concerned, who's going to be elected. So those are the kind of facts I'm going to be looking at real closely.
Yeah, me too. You're right. Absolutely. One-third of the Senate is elected in a staggered fashion every 4 years. Senators serve six-year terms. It'll be interesting to see where this goes with Hickenlooper, but I'm making sure on your radio show yesterday, on my radio show today, on both our shows coming up after we hear the sanctions ruling this coming Friday.
Yes, sir.
When the commission meets at 2 p.m. Central Time to decide on those sanctions I mentioned about Hickenlooper, there'll be follow-up reports. Look for a detailed, actual, straightforward, factual report coming up in American Free Press and AmericanFreePress.net. You can call 800-699-NEWS to subscribe to AFP or get a sample copy. Or you can sign up at AmericanFreePress.net for an electronic subscription, a very good deal. But there'll be a detailed report via AFP, then after that on my blogs. And that can be connected to your website, Johnny. What is your newer website?
DMasterSurvivor.com. And I want you to come in, at least give us an update this coming Sunday on the Master Survivor show right here on RBN at 10 o'clock every Sunday, Central Standard Time on RBN. And I want to get an update, Mark, on what exactly is developed with Hickenlooper.
Yeah, absolutely. This is going to be big news because it's not just about him. It's about them. It's about Bilderberger. It's about the fact that now an independent ethics commission and the Colorado media and the Colorado establishment and the citizens of Colorado are hearing this word, Bilderberg. Our own governor was there. Who and what is Bilderberg?
It's like
that's the question.
Yeah, when you shine light in darkness, all of a sudden you see roaches scour. They scatter. That's what we say in Florida. You turn on the lights and the roaches scatter.
Absolutely. And perhaps somewhat unwittingly, the people of Colorado are doing that through Amendment 41 and a pretty competent ethics commission. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening. I may not be live this coming Wednesday due to some travels. Johnny might cover for me, or they might do a rebroadcast, but listen for more here on our shows, our respective shows for Bilderberg and other updates. We'll see you next time. Have a great day.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good week.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.